Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
This is a message from the mother.
Let's go, girl.
She told me to tell my brother. She loves you. And I do too.
Yes, yes.
Cause you're my soup.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are back. We had a really great show yesterday. We talked about relationships and dating, and we haven't really touched on marriage, but it's been great. It's been awesome. Today I'll have with me Country and Mario. So just to let our listeners know, I am not changing, we are not changing the content of the show to strictly relationships. It's just something that we decided to add as a topic. It's a really popular topic. It's totally in demand, I believe, right now for today's society. But this is still, you know, we still do the shows with the authors. And so if you are interested in coming on the show to discuss your book, or especially if you have a book based on relationships, we would love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at blackwriterspace with two S's at gmail.com. And I have Mario on the line. I'm going to bring him on. Hey.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Black Writer Space.
Hey. You at work?
I had to sneak in a little private office with the lights out and everything, so they won't see me so I can try to do the show, you know. You know how I do.
Okay, okay.
The show must go on, right? The show must go
on.
Yeah.
I know, right? And yesterday was so, yesterday was a great show. I know you said a few people wanted the link to go back and listen. Eventually we're going to schedule more time, because when you talk about that topic, it's like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Like, not enough time. But
okay.
I did want to touch on a video that I saw yesterday. Actually, I knew about it for a minute. One of our past guests, Tony Gaskins, he is a relationship coach. He's been on Oprah, and he has a couple books, and obviously pretty good. So he has clients in different areas. So what he did was he did a documentary with different I believe I sent you the link. He did a documentary with different parts of the U.S. where most of his clients come from, and there's like a shortage, I would say, of, you know, people that are in relationships who seek relationships but are still single. So it was a variety of women and men. So he interviewed them, and so I was watching on YouTube, and it's like he did an episode. It's called Where Is He Already? So it was like 8 episodes. And I seen the very first one when he first put it out, but I didn't see the rest of it. So anyhow, I watched like 5, 6, 7, 8 last night. I thought it was interesting. Country had a different opinion about it, but I thought it was interesting. He didn't think a lot of the people on the show were being honest as far as what you look for in a mate. And you know, a lot of them were saying it doesn't matter what they look like and this and that, and he's like, that is not true. So, you know, everybody has their own opinion and their own experience, not really opinion, but based on your experience and what you, you know. So it was good. It was good, though. I enjoyed it. So what you got going on?
Pretty much it's work, and once I finished the conversation we had yesterday as far as the relationship, it was getting real, like, juicy where, I mean, like, because there's so many different levels and topics and subtitles that you can have just on that one title, relationship, you know? And like I said yesterday, we all hurt somebody, y'all been hurt, or a lot of us still thinking about hurting somebody. That's just how crazy it can get, you know what I mean? And you know, just like the viewers and the listeners can see, like, okay, what they saying on the show, I'm going through that. So maybe I could take some advice from that and see if I can tell my situation, or vice versa, when they call in, maybe we could take some stuff from them and help work out what we got going on. I mean, relationship is a major topic. It's like, it's up there with politics. I think it's more bigger than politics.
Than politics, yeah.
Yeah, because think about it. Everything you do is relationship, regardless if it's a sexual relationship, it's an emotional relationship, job relationship. Everything is going to be based off of relationship. So relationship is always be a title.
That's
so what do you think?
True.
So coming from a woman's standpoint, or woman's point of view, what is it that us men can do? Well, let me say that again. What is it that us true men can do to keep a woman like yourself happy? Because there's a lot of men out here who say they're men that's not really men, that still have the mentality of a boy or a young man. So what can a brother like myself or somebody who's a truly strong man to do to keep a woman happy?
Wow. Well, I can't speak for all women, but I can definitely speak for myself. And, again, like I mentioned yesterday, my major thing is communication, because a lot of men don't communicate. They just don't. And it's not, I don't think it's always done on purpose. I think that it's because they were not taught to communicate. And they're not as emotional as we are. Now, I think that's just how, you know, men are made up, not emotional as women. And then we are made up as emotional. But I think communication is the key. Communication is the key. And I wouldn't use the term make me happy, because you have to kind of make yourself happy with or without anyone. So communication for me is the biggest thing. And not so much material things. Because my thing is this, like I have a friend, and she's married. She's been married for over 10 years, and, you know, it is what it is. It's a hot mess. It can be a hot mess. And so her thing is, if she gets with somebody else, that I don't know if I mentioned this before, if she gets with somebody else, she says he has to have so much money in the bank, he has to have a 900 credit score. I don't even know if credit scores could still go up to 900. But he has to have, like, perfect credit. He had to have his own house. He had to have a really, really, really good job, this and that. And my first thing was, I didn't have no other question for her, but how you going to require him to have all that and you don't have none of it? And I'm not mad about nobody with standards, because you should have standards. I think that's where I made a lot of my mistakes at early on, and just not knowing any better, was not having, setting any standards in what I would accept and what I wouldn't accept. So I just think that, okay, if he has all, okay, he got all of that. You get with him, you get married, then he lose it. Then what? What you gonna do to him?
Exactly.
I don't think she mapped that part out. And it's like, okay, he lose all that. Well, as long as he got the mindset, why can't he have a mindset in the beginning? Because people that don't have it right now, and you meet them today, and they don't have anything, they can have it tomorrow. So you might pass him up today, and then next week he get all of that. Then what? Then you gonna want him? I don't get that. I don't get that. But
do you think like in this era, because you got to think, like, when you look at like how life was made and how relationships was built on, in this era, in this day and age, do you think the courting is not there no more? You remember how you used to court a woman?
No, it's not. It's not. No, absolutely not. It's not there at all, because nowadays when you meet a guy, like a lot of guys that, you know, tried to talk to me. I'm not going to say tried to date me, but tried to talk to me, they, it was just like, okay, I'm going to go on a date with you. No, it wasn't no date. You know what? I did the online thing. I did the online thing, and it was interesting. Now, I did go on, like, two dates, like lunch dates. They were cool, whatever, nothing serious. It, what I found with the online is, not to get off the subject because I want to answer your question, what I found with the online dating is that there's a lot of men that's that do online dating that have been hurt so bad that when you get to, when, by the time they meet me, I'm still looking for that ultimate permanent, you know, marriage thing. They don't want that. They just, hey, how you doing? We could just, you know, have sex or, you know, just be cool. So we ended up being cool. But other than that, with the, what was your question? Because I had an answer for that. What was your question?
I mean, I pretty much like, as far as the courting, you know, like in this era.
The courting,
know,
right.
Yeah.
Men do not, they don't, okay, men do not date. The dating thing is like it's almost phasing out. If for you to meet a man, in my opinion, my experience, but to meet a man that actually wants to take you on a date, I mean, like really date you, take you out to dinner, all that, and it's not about the spending money, but that's how it was done back then. Country always talk about the 1940s, 1950s. They went on dates. They did go on dates. They did the courting thing where they get to know you. It's not about that stuff in the bed, what you got, this and that, whatever. We had a conversation last night, and he was saying about how it's always the first thing that they ask is what do you work at? You know, like if you're at a sports bar, restaurant, something, you meet somebody, and that is true. The first conversation you have, hey, how you doing, this and that? And then before you know it, it's like, where you work at? Oh, okay. What kind of, where you live at? You know, like he was saying, it seemed like the women are always mapping out like, oh, this is a good opportunity for me. He got a good job. He got this. He got that. And half the time, they don't even have it. But they'll be with this person or give this person an opportunity to get to know them because of the better job, the nice car and all of that. My thing is this, like I said, they can lose it tomorrow. He can get laid off tomorrow. Then what? If it was all about what he kind of job he had, I ain't going to want him no more.
But see, that goes back to, like, how we talked about yesterday as far as, like, the pressure, the media, the propaganda, the social networks, the things that kind of, like, takes our mind off what's really true love or true dating and true understanding a woman's perspective or a man's perspective. Because, like Cutty said, you know, 40 in the 40s, like, you know how Big Mama was or your mom, if she's a little bit older at that time. When you went on a date, you could go get some ice cream and just take a walk down the block, and you knew everything about that person just off 100 yards, you know what I mean? Versus you sit down at Gibson's or Lowry's, if you're here in Chicago, those famous restaurants and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You sit down and you having a lunch date or a dinner date, and you ain't really got nothing to say, you know what I mean? But you just took a walk from this street to that street, and you knew everything about that person because I want to jump right in the sack with you, or I want to see how much you make, or what kind of car you drive, or, you know,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those things, because a lot of people don't understand, regardless of what you do in this world right now, the propaganda and the media is hurting us as individuals because we don't think for ourselves no more. We want somebody to think for us. You know what I mean? And when you're looking for a man or look for a woman, you got to remember what you like. And just because he or she is cute don't mean that that's the right person for you. You know what I'm saying? Or just because
yeah.
that person makes $100,000 or $2 million doesn't mean that person is right for you.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, that's why I said the communication has to be there. It has to be there. You know what I mean? Then you have to also have the trust with your communication. Because you can't tell everybody your business. Because
yeah.
this person may, because one thing about people, I'm being realistic when I say this. People can see your vulnerability when you open up your mouth. So you have to be careful how you present yourself, too. Because some men for some women, depending on the situation, you can say, oh, okay, this person's been hurt. I can use this person for my advantage because I know how to use them. So dating is hard right now. You know what I mean? It's really hard.
And that's why I don't like having the conversation of, you know, when you meet somebody new, it's that same old, man, that stuff gets played out, so played out. Hey, how you doing? What you looking for? I'm not going to tell you what I'm looking for. How about we develop a friendship and get to know each other and go from there? I'm not going to tell you what I'm looking for because then once I tell you what I'm looking for, then what you do is if you're not what I'm looking for, you try to become what I'm looking for. And then when the real truth comes out, we both wasted our time. So, but I have Country is on the line. I'm going to bring him on. Hey.
Yo, Country.
What's up? Good morning. What's going on? You feel me? What's up?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
What up, cuz? How you doing, man?
Man, I finally made the show at the beginning, man.
Hey, my man. Yes, sir. All right.
I was talking about the video that I sent you last night. I think I sent it to Mario, too. And then just he posed a question to me about what it is that, you know, for those good men that's out there, what it is that I look for in a man or what's important to me. As far as a man being with a man and making him be happy.
Can I say something? Look, this is what I'm going to say. This is what I look for. Let me tell you what I look for.
Oh, Lord.
If a woman can't cook, hey, man, don't date her. That means she ain't got the proper tools from her mama. Hey, I cook. Cause wait a minute, let me tell you something. Hey, this is really important. If a woman can't cook, when if y'all have kids? My kids going to be starving. Oh, man.
Wait. No. I got a question. What's your opinion of a woman that, what is can cook? Define can cook for me. Define that.
Okay,
because
look,
if you have somebody that eat, you know, a lot of healthy stuff or, like, you know, they, okay, well, I'm on my workout thing and they doing salads and this and that and, you know, what do you define can cook?
Oh, no. Ramen noodles and hot dogs. Not a.
Oh, come on.
We know.
Are you serious?
Ramen noodles is not a meal. Look, check this out. Women are making dishes with ramen noodles.
I don't even buy them. I never ate that.
Dude, this one female said, you know what, I'm going to cook you dinner. I said, yeah, all right, great, okay. What you finna cook? Oh, it's a surprise, dude. I know how they look. You know how the noodles look very crinkly and very wavy.
Get out.
The girl put, she said, did he? I said, I looked at it. I said, wait a minute. This girl here, I called her a girl. Yeah, I said it. This girl here cooked ramen noodles with chicken in it. And put bell peppers in it. Wait a minute. She put this much effort in ramen noodles. So then I take this and say, her mama didn't teach her the proper way as far as cooking. See, this is what I look at now. I look at the family. I look at the family and the mother and the father and how they are, you know what I'm saying? Because you really have to. People just date somebody just to be dating them. But look at the behind the scenes. If the mother, you have to look at the mother and father, okay? Let me tell you something. If that person ain't got a close relationship with the mother, and they don't have like a friendly relationship that's really loving and caring, why would you be with that person? You're a reflection of the family, and I don't want my family. I don't want my. You gonna laugh when I say this? Cause of course y'all know I'm real country. I'm crazy, but I'm real country. If that woman is insane, crazy, don't have common sense, look, if we have a child, that baby's going to be stupid. That's just how I think. That's how I see things. I have to be with somebody that's smart, intelligent, caring, nurturing, know how to cook and whatever. I cannot be with nobody that they don't have a close-knit family as far as mother and father. You know what I mean? And mother especially, because mother is the, as you say, what's the word? Mother is like the, help me out, y'all. The mama is like, not father, but mama is like the,
she's everything. Hey. She's a school of thought. She's the first school.
Right.
She's the first teacher.
Right.
She's everything.
Right. Right. That's
the mother of virtue.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's where you come
yeah.
from. So if you're not close to the mom, to your mother and how you treat her, and that's what women make a mistake at. You go off and all this other stuff, like y'all know what I talk about all the time, all this other stuff. Okay, how about you look at certain things? Now, I tell women this all the time. Look at the certain things a man do. If a man is walking on the curb and y'all walking down the street and the man is on the outside, okay, that's a telltale sign that he ain't been raised right. You supposed to be on the outside with a curb at, and she supposed to be on the inside. That's one
right.
telltale sign.
Right.
Another telltale sign. If a woman cook all the time, and the man say, "Hey, you know what, baby, I got you. You know, I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you." But the key word is "I got you." If the man don't even say that, "I got you," why are you gonna be with him anyway? So you women make a lot of bad decisions, dude. They know it, but don't care. Don't get me wrong. Men do it too. But on the flip side, because like I think it's two sides, dude. People think, you know, men do it too, women do it too, but it's a real. You understand what I'm saying? It's two different sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
like me growing up, it was three boys and two girls, and my mom was a single mother, and she's always make sure that everybody in the household knew how to cook, the boys and the girls, because like she said, when
right.
you get older. You may meet a woman who don't know how to cook, and what you going to do? You still got to eat. So
right.
when I went to the Army, I used to cook. So I still cook to this day. I cook for the whole family, and I teach my son, my daughter, certain dishes. She teaches our son and daughter certain dishes because at the end of the day, if, like you just said, I got you. Because guess what? She could be at work. She could be at school. She could be sick. Or just don't feel like cooking, you still got to be a man before you do anything. So you know what? I can go in there right now and make a 3 or 4-course meal, slap that on the table, and everybody satisfied versus saying, you know what? That's called Jimmy John's. Nobody wants those Jimmy John's right now. I want some home food, and I know how to cook it. But it just so happens that us real men, we do want a woman who knows how to cook. Unfortunately, we got a problem with the so-called 90s woman. You know what they used to say, the 90s woman, the independent woman. I love the independent woman, but I love a woman who knows how to put some chicken on the table. I love chicken. I love macaroni and cheese. I'm telling you, I love some green beans. I need you to cook steak right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't just keep going to
right.
the churches and pop our ass and giving them money.
No.
But that's not even quality. So I'm with you
right.
on that one. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then my thing
into...
is this. Go ahead.
Mm. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
My thing is, now, see, guys, I think they get a little scared when I say I don't cook because I don't. I don't cook because I don't have to cook. My kids are grown, but I don't eat a lot of fried foods and stuff like that. And a lot of times that's really what the majority of folks is eating. Now, a lot of people are jumping on the health kick now because it's like, you know, getting real, real big. But as far as just like cooking that big old hot meal every day, nah. Every once in a while, yeah, I throw down with some sweet potatoes, cabbage or something like that. But any kind of meat that I cook, now I love to grill. I can grill every day. Now, we got a barbecue grill in a balcony in a backyard. I can grill every day. But that cooking fried foods and eating all that pork and just all how we've been raised to eat, I don't eat all that. So a lot of times when a guy asks me, can I cook, it's really kind of difficult to answer that question. I can cook, but I don't eat
right,
all that
right.
stuff no more, so I don't cook it. So,
right.
you know, I just, yeah, kind of puts me in a bad position. But now I can fix
but
you a real good salad. I can fix you some vegetables. I mean, because 9 times out of 10, that's what my conversation is going to end up about is vegetables and grilled meats and stuff like that. We're not finna, first of all, if we're talking about being together, I'm not getting ready to support us eating a whole bunch of junk because what's going to happen? We both going to get real fat and get old and be on all this medication, have all these medical problems, that's miserable. I don't want to live like that. I want to still look good when I'm 75 and 80.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So, mm-mm.
But that goes back to what we stated earlier. That goes back to the communication, the courting, the walk down the street with the ice cream and sitting on the lakefront talking and saying, "Hey, I got a quick question." See, he starts to ask these questions. "What's your favorite food?" "Okay, well, it's my responsibility to let you know what used to be my favorite food since I don't eat it no more. Well, I used to eat these, but this is what I eat now." So now as a man, I say, "Oh, okay, she used to like that. Okay, then I'm going to come back and say, okay, is it a reason why you did that? Oh, yeah, like I said, I don't need to know everything about you, but I need to know some key components, like Kashi said, so we can grow in this relationship. We can't grow if I'm assuming that you like fried chicken or you like baked chicken or you a vegetarian. But if I'm sitting there talking to you and having an adult conversation and not worrying about if you coming over later on tonight, because if that's what
you're
going to have to
so
resolve.
You can hit that. Right.
That's it. So I was going back to the communication. So like Country said, Cordy. It's about Cordy. It's about, look, hey, when you was little, with you, you know, we just trying to get to know each other. Because guess what? If it don't work out as far as dating, guess what? I may have a new friend available. You know what I mean? Let me call Tiffany up on the phone. "Hey, I got a quick question, Tiffany." Boom, boom, boom. Now she ain't going to judge me because guess what? We communicating and talking about previous things, so she know where I'm coming from. See, we lose a lot of relationships, off the fact that we don't communicate properly to each other. We assume that person want to hear this or that person want to know that. Just come out and tell a person. I know you're telling the truth because you respect my feelings versus lying to me to protect my feelings. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty much sums it up. We're going to have to wrap it up, guys. I hate it because it gets so good. But what I want to do is I want to open it up where people can call in if they have any comments or issues going on in their own relationships. And it's not just relationships, the friendships. That's like you said earlier, Mario, friendships, relationships touch on friendships. Like you said, it's a bigger subject than politics. It is, because anytime you, I guess, develop a rapport with somebody, business relationships, friendships, somebody you just acquainted with or whatever, co-workers, all kind of stuff. So I want to open up the option for people who are listening or go back and listen to the show afterwards that they can shoot an email if you have a question or comment. And also call in. I think our next show, I kind of want to open it up where we can get a couple callers to call in if they have issues. People post up all the time. I get the notifications for Zane. Remember we had Zane on. And people post on her page all the time their issues that they have with their relationships. I mean, it'd be some deep stuff. And you'd be looking like, wow. And they do. They post the whole entire story, drama or not. Most of them be drama, just be, jacked up. And they post it, you know, and they don't put their name or nothing, but they be wanting some help. They be wanting to know, what should I do? You be thinking, you need to drop that nigga. You need to do, you know. But everybody doesn't know that. So I do want to open up the line so people can call in. And like I said earlier in the show, we are not Xing out the author interviews or anything like that. This is just a new segment that we've added about relationships. I think it's going to be great. We got our team, myself, Country, and Mario. So maybe we can get some people to call in on the next show. And schedule for it. We've been rolling 2 days in a row. Oh, that's good. And if Mario called in and stayed on the whole time and you at work, my man, that's what I'm talking about.
If I get fired, it's because of Black White Space, y'all. So everybody listening.
You ain't get fired last time, and you were calling in with the calling in and 30 below. So, again, we are going to shut it down now. And whoever missed it, please go back and listen to the show. Pass on the link. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Talk to you guys later. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
96 Cakes. On the line with me, I have Tiffany Green. Tiffany, how are you?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. Hey, glad to be here.
Thank you. Hey, we got a couple of things we want to touch on today. First, we're going to talk about your book that's coming out in February of 2014.
Yes. Now, I'm going to be a part of a project called The Entrepreneur Within.
Okay.
And it's actually the second book. So
okay.
I'll have a chapter in there. And what it is each entrepreneur wrote a chapter about their story.
Okay.
So I'll be in that book. And then I'm releasing my own project.